Centuries break, the earth bound wake. God's glorified, who doth his will, his likeness still is satisfied. Well, hello. I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web-based address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We will continue in song with hymn number 3.
A grateful heart, a garden is where there is always room for every lovely God-like grace to come to perfect bloom.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Gratitude Yields Satisfaction. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible. Proverbs. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Psalms. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. To see the power and the glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Isaiah. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in the fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Proverbs. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. John. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have gave thee living water. The woman saith unto him,
Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Psalms. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Proverbs, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Psalm. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Proverbs. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Luke. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that they had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled. And there was taken up a fragment that remained to them, 12 baskets. Psalm. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. O, satisfy us early with thy mercy,
that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Hebrews, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Luke, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Philippians, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again.
When ye were also careful that ye lacked opportunity, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And from science and health, the divine being must be reflected by man, else man is not the image and likeness of the patient, tender, and true, the one altogether lovely. But to understand God is the work of eternity and demands absolute consecration of thought, energy, and desire. How empty are our conceptions of deity? We admit theoretically that God is good, omnipotent, omnipresent, infinite, and then we try to give information to this infinite mind. We plead for unmerited pardon and for a liberal outpouring of benefaction. Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of blessings we have, and thus be fitted to receive more. Gratitude is much more than a verbal expression of thanks. Action expresses more gratitude than speech. Tithe, contribution, tenth part, homage, gratitude. If we feel the aspiration, humility, gratitude, and love which our words express, this God accepts. And it is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Outward worship is not of itself sufficient to express loyal and heartfelt gratitude, since he has said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. To keep the commandments of our master and follow his example is our proper debt to him and the only worthy evidence of our gratitude for all that he had done. Man's wisdom finds no satisfaction in sin, since God has sentenced sin to suffer. Mortal belief must lose all satisfaction in error and sin in order to part with them. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affection. Their bread indeed came down from heaven. It was the great truth of spiritual being. Our Eucharist is spiritual communion with the one God. Our bread, which cometh down from heaven, is truth. Our cup is the cross. Our wine, the inspiration of love. The design of love is to reform the sinner. Soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such
intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil. You will reach the perfect science of healing when you are able to read the human mind after this manner and discern the error you would destroy. How were the loaves and fishes multiplied on the shores of Galilee? And that, too, without meal or monad from which loaf or fish could come? In the scientific relation of God to man, we find that whatever blesses one blesses all, as Jesus showed with the loaves and the fishes. Spirit, not matter, being the source of supply. This is what is meant by seeking truth. Christ, not for the loaves and fishes, nor like the Pharisee with the arrogance of rank and display of scholarship, but like Mary Magdalene, from the summit of devout consecration, with the oil of gladness and the perfume of gratitude, with tears of repentance, and with those hairs all numbered by the Father. May Christ's truth be present at every bridal altar to turn the water into wine and to give human life an inspiration by which man's spiritual and eternal existence may be discerned.